This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's send Ilhan Omar packing. Before Trump even said, if you don't love it, leave it. He came here as a refugee. He said the country sucks. It's so terrible that you're going to teach us how to be Americans. She openly lobbied for members of ISIS to be let out of prison, saying that they were freedom fighters, didn't deserve to be there. I'm going to show you those articles in a moment. Well, I've called and I've gone and filed a petition at the White House, and if 100,000 people sign it, the president has promised to respond to it, and he has before. And so we put the petition up. The easiest way to find it is Infowars.com or Newswars.com in this article. New White House petition demands congressional investigation into Ilhan Omar. And then linked in it is the petition. It's so easy to get 100,000 signatures. Whenever I don't even need to get it, I get it. When I beg, we don't. Please get in there and sign it. Conduct an immediate congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar. We ask the president to initiate the congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar's background, determine if she should face expulsion from Congress. Representative Omar's oath of loyalty to the United States of America is in serious doubt. Omar made light of the September 11th terror attack by referring to the atrocity as some people did something. Omar was recorded laughing about and making light of Islamic terrorism and the Al-Qaeda threat. Omar refused to condemn the terrorist attack. A self-described Antifa member who tried to firebomb an ICE facility in Washington State. Omar also defended jihadists in her state who chose to join ISIS, saying they should get lighter punishments. She actually said they were fighting oppression. It's even worse than that. Yeah, ISIS was oppressing people in the Middle East, folks. There are also severe allegations concerning the question of whether she married her own brother to fraudulently get in to the United States. This is a simple but truthful petition that Don Salazar, Paul Watson, and I put together. It's on Infowars.com, and I humbly demand that every listener, I mean every crew member in this office, please go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com and share it to everybody. And tell folks, let's sign the petition. You notice I called for criminal investigations of Google and Apple and for their espionage. I went confronted them to their faces in Congress to great personal toll to my family. I'm not going to get into all of it on air, but they've been on my ass. But I knew it was worth it. So you think I was a little happy when I heard Trump today tweet we need a criminal investigation of Google for working with the Chi-Coms? Yeah. This is the stuff legends made of, and you're the only reason. Let me explain something. I'm not telling you how great you are to sit there and butter you up. You're like a frickin' float I'm on in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in North Atlantic. I'll freeze to death if I fall in the water, and so will you. We are in this together. We will hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. So I absolutely love you. I absolutely love this crew. I love Paul Watson. I love everybody we're involved with, Matt Drudge, everybody. And if we don't come through this together, we're screwed. We're so doubled down with the enemy, they're never backing down. They've got to be defeated. And I get overheated here on air. I get pissed behind the scenes because this is real. They were hitting people with acid and steel bars a week ago. Now they're firebombing. What's next week? So everybody needs to go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com and get this petition and sign it and share it. It's even more important than signing it is sharing it to get others to sign it and to get 100,000 signatures. Get the story at Infowars.com and read the article flashback, Ilhan Omar begs judge to show mercy to ISIS terrorists by Jamie White. All right, we're going to come back on the other side with Paul Joseph Watson. And I'll tell you, he's the hottest guest we've got. We don't ever do fancy marketing or stuff like that. We've never done it. Focus groups, studies, none of that. We all just go by the seat of my pants. But we've done some market research with some top firms lately, and they go, my God, it's exactly what you said. We did a big national survey. And our listeners said they want more live shows, and they want more of Paul Joseph Watson. And you said you want more of me ranting also. That's what Matt Redd is. What do you want more of the show? More ranting, and you should have more close-up shots, which, of course, we will never give you. It's more personal. Yeah, Drudge is right. We need more. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. Paul Watts is taking over in a matter of minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now, I should have opened the show up with this, but I'm ending my part of the live transmission today as Paul Watson takes the baton into the final stretch here ahead of the war room at 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. AP did three different videos. We've got time to air two of them, but we're going to post an article to InfoWars.com the next hour with this incredible headline. AP reports migrant centers are more like summer camps. That's a quote. Big screen movie screens, soccer, some of them have pools, nicer bunk beds than when my daughters go to camp. Now, the giant overflow of military-age men, they're staying in tents. The decision was made by Trump at the recommendation of the Border Patrol 2 years ago. Put the men in the emergency areas, put the women and children in the nice areas, you know, like Americans do, like everybody knows we do. But instead we're being told these are death camps. Children are dying. They're drinking out of toilets. There's no toothpaste. And I was watching these hearings just a few days ago. The senator's like, don't tell me they're not drinking out of toilets and have no toothpaste. The media reported it. And the Border Patrol's like, it's not true. Because even though Congress didn't give us the funding, emergency funding from FEMA kicks in and we get the food. We wish you'd fund us, but Trump got other emergency funding. Like, I told you be quiet. You've all seen these hearings. They're like, shut up. I'm asking the questions. I'm going to frame you. And they're just like, okay. I mean, the level of fake crying and laughing at us behind our backs is just insane. So here's one of the reports of AP cut into this local news report out of Texas. Soros running ads in Central America telling migrants they will get free stuff in the USA. And then we cut this into the AP. Then I'll play the AP reports saying it's like a summer camp. But how newsworthy is that? That they're running TV ads and newspaper ads saying everything's free up here. Here it is. And there's all this work.
Advertisements on their local news about free opportunities in the United States.
Television.
Yes, we were told that we read the newspapers, that's why we're here.
All these immigrants say they came because free American services and assistance are being advertised in their home countries. Like this man, who says he's a pastor from Guatemala.
We've been told that if you're a father and you bring your child with you, you'll be helped if you're here. That's the situation.
He said he's seeking asylum because his son received death threats after having an extramarital affair.
Hit pause. That's not political asylum if your son's cheating on somebody's wife and the husband says, I'm going to kill your ass. That's not political asylum. That's the government's coming to kill you. That's political asylum. Not you got caught in bed with somebody's wife. But at least the guy's honest. I heard there's free stuff up here. So I'm here. He's trying to get in the concentration camp, AOC. Continue.
Having an extramarital affair. Something Border Patrol agent Herman Rivera says is quickly becoming a new trend.
In 2014, I believe it was only 1% was single males with children. Now it's up to 50%.
Because of an overflow at processing centers, if an immigrant has a child when illegally crossing, they'll be let go after processing. Something this man tried to do.
Sí, que yo traigo un papel que no eres mío.
He traveled with a young child. Agents say it isn't his.
They were able to have the men admit to them that he was not the father of the child.
I asked him why he did it.
No tengo.
No tienes?
No.
He said he couldn't locate his own papers, so needed another way in.
And the reason why they do it is because it's the easiest way for them to actually come into the country, and they're able to, after being processed, they will be let go because of our limited capacity at this time.
Smugglers are even advertising their prices online. We found this post showing prices depending on the route you'd like to take. Some of them even offering services via social media. This woman from Honduras says she paid the coyote because she needed to find a job in the United States in order to send money back to her family.
Para salir adelante, ayudar a nuestra familia.
And she's one of thousands who say they're seeking a better life.
The Rio Grande Valley sector continues to lead the nation in illegal apprehensions and drug seizures.
This is not an emergency.
What's at the core of this crisis is the Trump administration.
And a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
That's right. You got 800 million people from Latin America trying to get here. Or 300 million, by the way, 330 million. You got billions trying to come in, and it'll all be, well, the Nazis couldn't beat us, the Russians couldn't beat us, but, you know, the left will. And we're 90% are just put on the streets, that's Nazi. 67% of the Border Patrol is Hispanic, they're all Nazis. They let 90% out, they're all Nazis. You got a kid with you, they just let you out, they're Nazis. Think of the insult, the criminality of AOC saying that they're torturing kids to death, that they're dying. It's a lie. Meanwhile, they're kidnapping kids and bringing them up here, or people are renting their kids to go back and forth to this dangerous area. But they're not bad people. Trump is. Here's one of the AP reports. By the way, they let anybody in the media in, as long as you sign an agreement to bar the faces into these facilities where they're supposedly killing them. They got ovens, gas chambers.
But when there are 2,300 kids being held in CBP, Border Patrol stations, our organization, our Border Trustees, in fact, elected that we will not allow children to remain in harm's way. We consider children being in Border Patrol stations probably never appropriate, but much less when there's 2,300 children there.
People dragging kids through with them. So now they're giving a tour, and they say it's like a summer camp. Again, this is Family Video Call Center. These people are paying coyotes thousands of dollars to put them in a concentration camp. They're like, please, take me home or day. I want to go to the death camp and drink from toilets.
But at the end of the day, our philosophy has been, in every response that we've done for ORR, it's been to keep kids out of CBP jail cells.
By the way, they keep showing these Border Patrol guys in Nazi outfits on the news.
The responsibility to take these children, it's the way the law is. Regardless of their asylum claims, they take them. CBP should not be doing child care.
And we got the next video.
In my view, separating children, especially young children, who have no say-so oftentimes and come to this country from their families is not appropriate. We are,
and they're not doing that. Just all a lie.
I hope we are. And no matter what the intent was, I've very much thought that was ill-conceived for several reasons. One, it accomplished nothing other than spend a lot of money and caused everybody to get mad at one another across this country. And it dumped on HHS because they weren't equipped nor prepared to receive 25.
All right, pause. I'm going to come back and finish up with this, the part where they call it a summer camp, and then the video that I saw and sent last night to the crew that is the one I sent over that shows them saying the summer camp thing and how nice it is. But the point is, AP keeps only asking the question and deceptively editing. It was Obama era that would split people up. They don't split people up since Trump got in unless the person isn't genetically related. They can do a test now in 5 hours with DNA. And the kid's like, not my daddy, not my mama, no. You'd be like, well, nah, we're going to put them back with you. No, then they try to figure out who the hell is this kid with. But again, it's like these videos where the woman's like, take care of my kids. I got like 10 kids. Somebody got to take care of these kids. Give me more money. These people bring their kids up here. They do all this. And then we're all supposed to take care of them. People are kidnapping kids. They bring kidnapped kids up here. And then AOC goes, they're drinking out of toilets, and they're Nazis. And everybody goes, oh, God, that dirty America and those dirty Nazis. And then AOC doesn't get in any trouble for any of the lying. The earth's going to end in 12 years, on and on and on.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clip where they talk about these facilities being more like summer camps. That's where the women and children are, ladies and gentlemen. And here's that report countervailing the giant hoax of the laughing Ilhan and AOC that went to these very facilities and staged photo ops. Here it is.
Immediately begin the process of finding a sponsor for that child once they're turned over to HHS.
I pledge.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services. And, as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime. Two soccer fields sit in the middle of the camp. The teens take to the pitch for 2 hours in the morning, finishing at 10 before it gets too hot.
We have mandatory hydration breaks and cooling tents on all the soccer fields.
Throughout the tour, HHS was eager to draw contrasts and make this point that it, as an agency, is far better equipped to care for migrant children than various branches of federal law enforcement. The Associated Press reported on dilapidated and overcrowded conditions at the U.S. Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas. Across the Rio Grande Valley, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General said kids at three facilities had no access to showers, and some children under seven had been held in cramped Border Patrol stations for more than 2 weeks. The Associated Press got exclusive access to tour and film the Health and Human Services facility on the condition that we don't show children's or workers' faces. Kevin Dinnan, the CEO of BCFS, who ran the youth holding facility in Tornillo, says they took this contract on the condition that the government allowed access to human rights lawyers, lawmakers, and the media. His Texas nonprofit oversees hundreds of staff on site. They run dorms, dining, classrooms, a clinic, and their own emergency services. Child care isn't normally the contractor's specialty.
In every response that we've done for ORR, it's been to keep kids out of CBP jail cells.
Until then, his group cares for hundreds of migrant children waiting to be reunited with family. John Moan, Associated Press, Carrizo Springs, Texas.
So there's a big earthquake in Mexico. We'll send people down to try to help. And they'll try to help us, too. But this is like an earthquake. Millions of people pouring in, demanding this stuff. Congress won't give the funding. Our government does a great job, our first responders do, because they're mainly former military. And then they get called Nazis. That's wrong, folks. But it shows there's no bottom to what the Democrats will do. They're the ones that block the funding. They're the ones that said, come up here and get free stuff. Paul Joseph Watson has taken over for the balance of the hour. He also heads up his new great site, summit.news. It's all exclusive Paul Joseph Watson content. Paul, I didn't even want to take over 20 minutes of the show. People really want you to be hosting here, so thanks for hosting. But just finishing up, what do you make of this incredible fraud they're pushing?
Well, it is incredible, Alex, because you've got more illegals trying to cross the border than ever before. If there were concentration camps in which they were being incarcerated, word would get back pretty quickly, wouldn't it? And it's the same situation we've got in Europe with these illegals flooding across the Mediterranean. Once they get to European countries, they're filmed in much the same way that you showed there with the AP reports. And what do they want? They want money. They're literally screaming at the camera saying, money, 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 give us money. Okay, they're not refugees and they're not being mistreated. The thing that Trump has missed, the trick that he's missed, I think, amid all this debate about AOC and Ilhan Omar being extremist and hating America, Trump hasn't mentioned once the fact that a domestic terrorist who was radicalized by AOC's line, her rhetoric, concentration camp, which features in his deranged manifesto numerous times, literally tried to massacre a bunch of Border Patrol agents. Why hasn't the Trump administration even mentioned that, given that this is such a debate right now between him, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? They haven't even mentioned it once, like it never happened. Yet in his manifesto, he's using the exact same rhetoric that they used to describe these, quote, concentration camps. They haven't even mentioned it, Alex.
Why well, the not? Male, the male version of that Dalzell person, that fake black guy, the white guy, he's praising it.
Oh, totally, yeah. Well, I didn't even include in that
Sean
article.
King.
I'm going to have to go back and add. Sean King, Black Lives Matter leader, has still got pinned on his Twitter account a June 29th article, which he wrote, which says, quote, we need to liberate them now, meaning the concentration camps, he calls them, quote, by any means necessary. And then a domestic terrorist tried to do exactly that on Saturday morning. Sean King tweets that he's a martyr and that his manifesto is, quote, beautiful. Okay, what happened to his Twitter account? Nothing whatsoever. Meanwhile, there's Lindsay Shepherd, who literally called a man pretending to be a woman ugly on Twitter, immediately banned. This guy's literally using the same rhetoric, telling people to liberate concentration camps. He's got over 1 million followers, Alex. This is psychotic.
Well, that ties into last week when they said kill you and I in the official Facebook. So let me ask you this. I'm going to let you take over. What comes next? Acid attacks a week ago, firebombings this week. They're all legitimizing attacking us. Silicon Valley's trying to have somebody else do the revolution for them. I hope they get that they're going to be held accountable.
Well, the only saving grace is that even though a lot more of these left-wing attacks happen than, quote, right-wing extremist attacks, they're not very proficient, are they? Which is a good thing, because this guy, this Vance Bronson, was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic gun. He tried to blow up a propane tank, for God's sake. So he would have actually succeeded not only in killing Border Patrol workers, but migrants in the concentration camps.
And by the way, we've confirmed that propane tank was to run emergency generators and was 30 times bigger than the average one and could have killed hundreds of people. It was a gigantic tank.
And AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the rest of the gang, the squad, whatever they call themselves now, were asked to condemn it yesterday, and we had this article on InfoWars, refused to condemn it. AOC was saying, oh, I'm going to make a statement about that soon. She never made a statement about it. She made a statement saying Trump was racist. She's refused to condemn the attack, despite the terrorists using her rhetoric.
So what happens next, Paul? What happens next?
Well, I mean, they're igniting a civil war. Basically, they want a civil war. When you've got people with 1 million followers on Twitter saying, liberate the camps by any means necessary, and then a terrorist goes and tries to massacre a bunch of innocent people, what do you think is going to come next? It's saving grace that it wasn't a more deadly attack.
No, you're dead on, Paul. I would never do this. You would never do this. But if we said, go physically attack somebody, we'd be arrested within 2 hours. But notice, the left's left alone. They said they're going to, 1 million people are going to storm Area 51. This is all big tech flexing for a Muslim uprising type deal, whatever you want to call it in the West. They're pushing for a liberal spring here in America.
Yeah, and they're legitimizing terrorism and extremism, the very thing they accuse us of doing with no proof, by allowing this all to happen on social media, doing nothing about it. It's frightening, Alex. It's absolutely
true. You're right. The season of global revolution is here. Are you ready? Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Evacuation in the near future, where journalists are actually arrested for their speech, now takes over the InfoWars News Center microphone.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we had this headline up on InfoWars.com a couple of days ago, and it's more relevant than ever before. given what's happening with Ilhan Omar, AOC, and Trump with this back-and-forth battle, headline, internal Dem poll, just 9% of swing voters have favorable view of Ilhan Omar. They tried to keep this secret. The polling company behind it didn't even want to go public with the fact they conducted this poll. But they asked 1,000 likely general election voters who are white and have 2 years or less of college education. These are key swing voters for Democrats that are going to be absolutely crucial in the next presidential election. What they thought about Ilhan Omar and AOC. Why is Trump making all... Why is he throwing all the attention on AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the squad? Because they are not liked by the vast majority of moderate Democrat voters. If he can make them the face of the Democrats, which is the face of extremism at this point, that is a winning strategy. Ocasio-Cortez was recognized by 74% of voters in this poll, which they're all freaking out about behind the scenes, by the way, and just 22% had a favorable view of AOC, despite the deluge of positive mainstream media coverage that she's received over the past, what is it now, almost a year.
And Paul, I hate to interrupt, but I'm here having my lunch listening to you. Studies show that especially liberal polls, polls that reach out to liberals, they'll virtue signal in polls and are never being truthful. They'll always signal towards the leftist. The fact that they're saying 22%, that probably means 5% are supporting her.
Well, exactly. And then Ilhan Omar, and Trump tweeted about this today, she's down on 9%. So all these top Democrats internally are freaking out about it. They tried to keep the lid on this poll. According to one top Democrat, quote, socialism is toxic to these voters. So they've all been freaking out about it. The polls show they're highly unpopular, and that's why Trump is focusing on Omar and AOC. What he's not focusing on, as I said in the previous segment, is this Antifa domestic terror attack, which happened on an ICE facility on Saturday, which was disappeared from the headlines within 24 hours. We've kept it in the headlines. Headline up at InfoWars, AOC refuses to condemn Antifa terror attack on ICE facility. Ilhan Omar also refused to condemn it. They were both asked repeatedly yesterday if they would condemn this attack, which, again, the guy was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic. He wrote a manifesto mentioning the term concentration camps over and over
again. Instead, Paul, we've seen frothing worship everywhere by the left of this.
No, precisely. There are tons of Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts that lionize this individual as a martyr. If he'd have been successful, he would have carried out a massacre. That's what he went there to do. So they're all denying it. And then, as I mentioned previously as well, Sean King, who has now deleted his tweets, by the way, he deleted them about an hour after this article came out. Headline, Black Lives Matter leader calls terrorist who tried to massacre Border Patrol officials martyr. So he put out this fawning series of tweets, including an image of the tributes that were left in chalk on the ground to this domestic terrorist, calling him a martyr, calling his manifesto beautiful, direct violation of Twitter's rules, by the way, which state we prohibit the glorification of violence. These tweets were up for 24 hours. He's got a following of more than a million. He routinely gets press coverage, positive press coverage, of course. And again, his pinned tweet is his article that he wrote for The Intercept 2.5 weeks ago. Quote, history has taught us that concentration camps should be liberated. He's literally comparing it to the Holocaust. We cannot and should not wait until 2020 with the hope that we defeat Trump to free these children. We should liberate them now by any means necessary. That is precisely what happened just 2 weeks later with this Antifa terrorist, who, by the way, said, I am Antifa, in his own manifesto. He tried to liberate them. He was acting on the rhetoric of Sean King, Ilhan Omar, and AOC. CNN, as we also reported, they put out a broadcast about the liberal gun club of which this terrorist was a member, and they called them, quote, the good guys. The host of that CNN show, and this is in the article CNN refuses to comment on their show featuring Antifa terrorists who tried to kill ICE officials.
They did a fundraiser for them. They said, oh, give them money.
The host of that show, who called them, quote, good guys during this broadcast, W. Kamau Bell, again, verified on Twitter, as of yesterday, I haven't checked today, but as of yesterday, he has in his header image on his Twitter profile an Antifa flag, it says Antifa on it, and what looks like a Kalashnikov and some bullets. He's still got it up after an actual Antifa terrorist with a semi-automatic weapon tried to, quote, liberate the concentration camps, exactly as Sean King called for a couple of weeks ago. So as I said, this is legitimizing extremism and violence, and because Twitter takes no action, and by the way, CNN refused to comment, they were actually approached by Fox News and asked, why did you have this guy on your show? He was literally in the show. They were praising this gun group as the good guys. They were going to fight against Nazis and the alt-right, they said. Well, he ended up literally trying to massacre innocent Border Patrol workers who, what is it, what, at least like 50% are Hispanic?
60%.
Yeah, if he'd have been successful, he would have killed the migrants in those camps. He would have killed everyone.
What about the governor trying to spin it first that he was a white supremacist trying to burn up the illegal aliens?
Well, yeah, they wait. Obviously, they wait. And if the narrative... What used to happen was they would go silent about it, Alex, but now they just embrace it. This is the difference. Yes, there are fringe right-wing extremists that commit violence. That's horrible. We decry that at every point. Trump was blamed for Charlottesville, okay? The right disavows its fringe right-wing extremists. The left used to just stay silent. Now they openly embrace them, ensuring that there will be more left-wing extremist attacks. There was one, an attempted one, I think it was last December, last Christmas, where a terrorist, domestic terrorist, Antifa supporter, and by the way, his Facebook likes were all the Young Turks, CNN, Vox, etc., tried to massacre again. He planned a massacre on, I think it was Pier 69 San Francisco. He was an Antifa supporter. That disappeared after 24 hours. So we have numerous cases. The only saving grace is that they're not very proficient when they try to carry out these attacks. But it's absolutely shocking to me that Trump hasn't called for AOC and Ilhan Omar to disavow this terrorist attack. Now, I'm not even saying that they're partially responsible for it, because obviously they lobbed the same accusation.
Well, Paul, just to answer your question, they're being asked by Homeland Security to not give attention to this guy to create copycats, but the left's already doing it, so that's pointless. But thank God they're so inept. Remember the guy that tried to kill the baseball team, the congressional baseball team? He was such a bad shot, security took him out. He only shot Scalise. He tried to kill Rand Paul. So, yeah, absolutely. Imagine that when one of them finally hits the jackpot, or they've got one that knows how to point a gun right, we're going to have a big problem.
Precisely, but the embracement of these extremists is not helping the Democrats, as we saw with that internal Democratic poll. Then we have this headline up on Summit.News. Top Democrat, why is our party supporting criminal illegal aliens? So you have several people, this is New Jersey Democrat George Norcross, within the Democratic Party who are absolutely befuddled as to why not only are they moving left, they're literally embracing extremism. He said at an event, if you're a criminal, you do not belong here, and the American public doesn't want it. Why do we as a party support that? I don't understand it, and that's why the Democratic Party is not being attractive to certain elements of the working class of our country.
Stay there, Paul.
The Alex Jones Show Live will be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back on The Alex Jones Show live, fourth hour. Let's cover some different news now globally, because the new EU Commission president has been elected. Apart from the fact that it wasn't actually an election because she was the only person running, but she still only won by 9 votes. New EU Commission president wins election in which she was the only candidate by just 9 votes. The new president of the EU Commission won an election, in quotation marks, in which she was the only candidate by just 9 votes. Yes, really. So they voted in the European Parliament today 387 to 327 to confirm Ursula von der Leyen for a 5-year term as European Commission President. So because now the European Parliament, after the Brexit Party swept to success in the UK and a bunch of other populist anti-EU party swept success in other European countries, the control that the globalists have over their own parliament is now almost on a knife edge. So she only won by 9 votes, it turned out. Commenting on this was Claire Fox. She said, standing ovation for Ursula von der Leyen, who won an election by herself by, wait for it, 9 votes. Michael Heber, MEP, says, new EU Commission president wins a one-horse race by 9 votes, farcical. Absolutely incredible. Votes against 327, votes cast 733, 22 abstained. What was funny about this was there were way more choices to read the language. Languages, different languages on the ballot paper. There were about 30 different languages. There were more choices of language than there were candidates because there was only one candidate. All right, totally absurd and a reminder of why the UK voted for Brexit, even though we haven't left the EU 3 years after voting to leave it because it's a mafia. Or it's like the religion of Islam where they don't let you leave. Speaking of the religion of peace, Muslim man who killed Jewish neighbor while screaming Allah Akbar, not criminally responsible because he smoked marijuana beforehand. This is a ruling in France, I'm not joking. A French judge has ruled that Muslim man who shouted Allah Akbar while murdering a Jewish woman in an anti-Semitic attack should not be held criminally responsible because he had smoked marijuana before the attack. What a get-out-of-jail-free card that is. This was the tragic death back in April 2017 of 65-year-old Dr. Sarah Atal Halimi, who was brutally beaten and thrown out of a window by a 27-year-old African migrant from Mali called Kobili Traore in the Belleville district of Paris. So this guy was a drug dealer, a drug addict, and one day he decided to viciously beat to a pulp his Jewish neighbor while shouting anti-Semitic slurs, while shouting shut your mouth, while shouting Allah Akbar, while shouting I killed the shaitan, which means demon or Satan in Arabic, and he then, just for good measure, threw her out of a window. So of course this was an anti-Semitic attack. He was held in a psychiatric hospital after claiming insanity. But now, according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, a French judge has ruled that Traore is, quote, not criminally responsible for his actions because he smoked marijuana beforehand. That's literally what they're reporting. He had also called Halimi's daughter a, quote, dirty Jewess 2 years before killing her mother. So he was obviously driven by his hatred for Jewish people. This was a religious hate crime. But he will not stand trial for the murder unless an appeal by Jewish groups is successful in overturning the judge's decision. Francis Califat, the president of the CRIF umbrella group of French Jewish communities, said the ruling was, quote, unsurprising but hardly justifiable. Sami Golzan, a former police commissioner and founder of France's Bureau for Vigilance Against Antisemitism, told the Jewish Telegraphic Agency that the handling of the Halimi case has made him, quote, no longer have full confidence that anti-Semitic hate crimes in France are handled properly. And of course, anti-Semitic hate crimes in Paris, in France in general, are exploding. They go up every single year. Noticeably alongside that, attacks on Jewish places of worship and Christian churches also go up too. Arson attacks through the roof. In fact, I routinely write stories every week about Virgin Mary statues being beheaded, churches being set on fire. Not Notre Dame, though. That was an accident. Trust me, that was an accident. So France continues to enjoy its cultural enrichment. Meanwhile, F them, Fox 10 host responds to bosses who asked her to hide her right-wing views. Right-wing views equates to she had a social media account on Parler or Parlay, however you say it. And that is verboten, apparently, if you work in the mainstream media in Phoenix, because bosses told her to hide the account. Bearing in mind, Parler, I mean, you can make the argument that Gab is a beacon for actual right-wing extremists. It still has the right to have a platform. But Parler is very much similar to Minds. It has a lot of different people on there, mainly MAGA Trump kind of people. I have never seen anything extremist on there. I've got an account on there, post on there every day. It's mainly just MAGA-type people. But because this Fox 10 host in Phoenix, Carrie Lake, merely had an account on there, she's basically now being scrutinized by her bosses, who are absolutely terrified that the local left-wing rag, the Phoenix New Times, will complain about this. So they had this exchange. They were doing a Facebook live stream, and just before this stream started, the anchor, Carrie Lake, and her co-host were talking about this. Her co-host said, I think they just think it's been branded as a far-right kind of place. She responded, Jesus. He said, so they don't want you tied in with anything like that. How dare you, thought criminal. Where you're going to get blowback from the New Times, which again is the local left-wing rag in Phoenix. F them, they're 20-year-old dopes, Lake responded. That's a rag for selling marijuana ads. I know, Hook said, but then you're in a position where they've got to explain it or you've got to explain it. So she's being interrogated, basically. She did not appear on air in her usual 5 p.m. time slot later that night, so the pressure appears to have worked. The mere fact that she has an account on what is quite a centrist social media platform, especially when you compare it to Twitter, which openly allows for glorification of violence. Mentioned this earlier. Black Lives Matter leader calls terrorists who tried to massacre Border Patrol officials martyr. This is Sean King. He deleted the tweets literally within an hour of this article going up. I think Twitchy reported on it last night. So this was circulating for about 24 hours. He said, quote, Willem van Spronsen, who is the guy who tried to explode a propane tank who was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, literally tried to massacre Border Patrol agents and would have killed a bunch of migrants in the process. This is what Sean King said about him. Willem van Spronsen just became the first martyr attempting to liberate imprisoned refugees. They're not refugees, they're economic migrants, that's a lie. From a for-profit detention center in Tacoma, Washington. He goes on to describe his manifesto, which uses the concentration camp rhetoric, derived straight from AOC, as, quote, beautiful. And then he goes on to post a image of the tributes to this domestic terrorist, and he finishes off the tweet storm by saying, these camps must be shut down. That is absolutely terrifying. Somebody with over a million followers on Twitter is openly glorifying violence and tacitly endorsing it, because in his pinned tweet, which is still there, he writes a June 29th article just over 2 weeks before this domestic terrorist tries to liberate the concentration camp, in which he tweets, quote, history has taught us that concentration camps should be liberated. We should liberate them now by any means necessary. Willem van Spronsen did exactly that, and then Sean King praised him for it. Of course, he was immediately banned by Twitter for glorifying violence, which is in direct violation of Twitter's policy, which I quote in this article. He was immediately banned, wasn't he? Oh, no, nothing whatsoever happened to him. Meanwhile, Lindsay Shepherd was literally banned last night for calling a transgender man a woman, or calling him ugly, during an argument. That is the state of social media, the social media environment. That is the state of radicalization, where these platforms, not only do they act biasly against conservatives, ban conservatives for nothing whatsoever, but by being permissible towards this extremist rhetoric on Twitter, they are legitimizing actual extremism, which is being acted on by Antifa domestic terrorists. What's shocking to me, or surprising at least, is that Donald Trump has not asked AOC to disavow the domestic Antifa terrorist who, in his own manifesto, used her concentration camp rhetoric before going on to attempt to massacre innocent border control workers. Absolutely incredible. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.